Yes, it's basically our worst fears. The stock advice this year is recommending a cut of 71% in 1 year for the mackerel quotas, which is a major, major issue for particularly Killybegs and its pelagic fishing fleet.
Will they be able to force these? Because a cut of a quota that size is going to be a very big blow to the sector.
It's a massive blow to the sector. I mean, Killybegs is the main fishing port in the northwest. It's the main fishing port for mackerel in Ireland. Not only do we have an issue in the quota cut for mackerel, but we also have a cut proposed for blue whiting, which is now a very important stock or an opportunity for us as well. So we're facing into a perfect storm of three of our main species, mackerel, blue whiting and boar fish, facing cuts in the coming year. So this needs to be addressed urgently.
And is there going to be cuts and quotas enforced for the likes of Norway and the Faroes and Russia?
Well, the reality is that these other coastal states, Norway, Faroes and Iceland, have awarded themselves quotas consistently over the years unilaterally, and they've exceeded the advice. They're in a situation now where they can afford to take these cuts, but Ireland cannot.
And I suppose what is the game plan going forward then? Are you going to try and push back on these, or how can you take, I suppose, next step forward?
The game plan basically is that we need to meet with the minister. We're meeting with him next week. We need to look at historical arrangements that are there to mitigate these losses. We need to present the case at Europe. We need to look at possibilities of some form of compensation arrangement, because in mackerel alone, with the 70% cut, we're looking at a loss possibly of exports of 66 million in the coming year. This will lead to job losses. This will lead to major issues for both the fleet and for jobs onshore and for service industries as well.
How did it come to this point?
Well, we have forecast the situation. Basically, we have a problem with other members, not member states, other coastal states that have persistently overfished the quota, overfished the scientific advice. And this has led to a situation where the stock itself is now in decline. It needs to be preserved. It needs to be sustained. But Ireland is the main quota holder on this shared stock of mackerel. And with a quota cut such as this, we pay the highest price.
And, you know, you talked there that there was consistent overfishing. Was there no body that could have stepped in there to put an end to it so it didn't reach this severity?
Well, unfortunately for Ireland, the negotiations or the competence to negotiate on behalf of Ireland and the quotas and the sharing of the stocks lies with Europe. Europe needs to take account of this. Europe needs to put trade measures in place to counter the situation where other states, other coastal states, are overfishing our shared stocks.
What has the feeling been on the ground? Have you gotten the opportunity to speak to those at the forefront of it yet?
Yes, we've spoken to some of our members. We are going to meet urgently early next week. We are meeting with our EU colleagues this week in The Hague in Europe to discuss the situation. We need to work with other producer organisations to see, can we get a common position? We need to sit down with our minister and we need to work a way forward for this. Otherwise, there will be major, major job losses.